Dear Heavenly Father,
我们带着一颗敬拜和感恩的心来到你的面前。
We, with a heart of thanksgiving, we come to worship you.
今天是你自己分别为圣的日子。
This is your holy day.
我们要来你的面前来向你歌颂。
So we sing praise to you.
我们要谢谢你，你把你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
We thank you giving your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to us.
让我们不但有生命气息，我们更在基督里得着了救恩。
Not only we have life, but we also have salvation.
而且主啊，你还呼召我们成为侍奉你的人。
And you also call us to serve you.
今天我们就用心灵诚实来敬拜侍奉你。
We worship in truth.
主啊，求你自己赐下你的同在。
May your presence be with us.
彰显你的荣耀。
Glorify.
也赐给我们一个能听的耳、受教的心。
And give us an inclining ear to listen to your preaching.
让我们能够更明白你的心意。
So that we can understand your will.
愿你今天喜悦我们对你的敬拜。
May our worship be pleasing to you.
荣耀赞美归给你。
Glory to you.
我们的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
各位南城信浸信会的弟兄姐妹，主日平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
今天是我第一次跟各位见面。
This is my first time preaching here.
但是你可能不知道，这不是我第一次来这个地方。
But this is not my first time here.
当叶俊明牧师还在这边牧会的时候，我曾经来这边拜访过他。
I visited the Pastor Ye when he was here.
能够重回旧地，再次感谢神。
So thanks, Lord, I can return again.
今天我要跟各位分享一个我心中一个极大的负担。
So I had to share a burden with you.
也是我一直在操练的一个属灵的一个操练。
Also my discipline in.
希望今天的信心对各位有帮助。
I hope my message will be helpful.
2020年的新冠疫情给全世界每一个国家都带来了冲击。
The COVID-19 pandemic since 2020 has impacted every country in the world.
但是经过一年的时间，回头去看，每一个国家都有不同的遭遇。
Looking back, each country has its own challenge.
各位看到的是北欧三国，芬兰、瑞典和挪威。
So that's a map for Northern European country, Finland, Sweden, and Norway.
这三个国家有的类似的生活环境，还有社会制度。
They share similar geography and social systems.
但是在对抗新冠疫情这件事上，却有很不一样的结果。
But the results against pandemic are totally different.
芬兰是世界公认的疫情模范生，确诊人数和死亡人数都非常的低。
Finland is considered the model of the world with low rates of infection and death.
但是它的邻国瑞典疫情却非常的严重。
But neighboring Sweden has suffered tremendously.
到了今年的五月，在瑞典大约1000万人口当中，确诊人数大约10%。
As of May this year, with 10 million population, among them 10% were infected.
就是大约有100万人感染新冠疫情。
So that's about 1 million cases.
但是因为新冠死亡的人数大约14000人。
And there are about 14,000 deaths.
他们的情况跟美国是类似的。
The ratio is similar to the United States.
但问题是为什么芬兰跟瑞典有这么大的差距呢？
Why the drastic contrast between Finland and Sweden?
就是因为瑞典走了一条错误的对抗新冠疫情的道路。
Because Sweden took the wrong way in dealing the pandemic.
这个道路叫做群体免疫。
They decided on herd immunity.
在疫情刚开始的时候，瑞典政府不做强力的隔离措施。
At the beginning, no mandate of social distancing.
他们认为让大部分的人都感染了，疫情自然就得着控制。
Thinking the pandemic would be over once most people were infected.
但是计划赶不上变化。
But planning is no match for variability.
在没有疫苗的情况下，新冠的传染跟死亡率都非常的高。
COVID-19 is highly infected with high mortality rate when vaccines are not available.
所以到2020年年底的时候，半年多的时间，瑞典的官方就正式宣布他们的防疫措施失败。
Six months later, at the end of 2020, Swedish official declared failure.
他们改采与其他大部分国家一样的严格管制措施。
It implemented stricter rules.
但是错误已经造成了严重的后果。
But damage was done.
我们的人生是否也是如此，曾经面临过类似的情况？
Do we face similar situation in life?
人生本来就充满了困难跟挑战。
Life is full of challenges and difficulties.
我们总会碰到进退维谷或是无所适从的情况。
We will always encounter quandary or nowhere to turn.
在这种情况下，你会怎么办？
What will you do under such circumstances?
我想每一个人都会想尽各种办法找路。
I think everyone will try everything to find a way.
什么路？找到可以脱离困境的路。
To get out of jam.
今天我要跟各位来看先知书当中的一段的经文。
I'd like to share verses in the book of Prophet.
这段的经文跟以色列人当时所面临的情况是有关系的。
Regarding situation for Israelite in the past.
当时的南国犹大，他要如何在国际强权的夹缝当中来求生存呢？
About Utah, how to survive among powerful neighbors.
他们走的路是正确的吗？神的心意又是什么呢？
Did they take the right way? What about the wills of God?
当然，因为圣经也是神的话，所以它蕴含的属灵的真理对今天的信徒也是有效的。
Bible is word of God. Its spiritual truth applies to modern day believers.
它告诉我们在困境当中的时候路在哪里。
It tells us the way out in dilemma.
让我们来读今天的经文。今天的经文是在以赛亚书的30章的15节到23节。
The scripture reading today is in a book of Isaiah chapter 30 verses 15 to 23.
第十五节，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
This is what the sovereign God, the Holy One of Israel, says: In repentance and rest is your salvation; in quietness and trust is your strength. But you will not have none of it.
第十六节，你们却说：不然，我们要骑马奔走，所以你们必然奔走。又说我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。
You said, no, we will flee on horses, therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses, therefore your pursuer will be swift.
一人斥喝必令千人逃跑，五人斥喝你们都必逃跑，以致剩下的好像山顶的旗杆刚上的大旗。
A thousand will flee at the threat of one, at the threat of five, you will all flee away.Till you are left like a flagstaff on the mountaintop, like a banner on a hill.
耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you, therefore he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him.
百姓必在锡安，在耶路撒冷居住，你不要哭泣。主必因你哀求的声音施恩给你，他听见的时候就必应允你。
People of Zion who live in Jerusalem, they will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you.
主虽以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。
Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them.
你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”
Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it."
你雕刻的偶像所包的银子和铸造偶像所镀的金子，你要玷污，要抛弃。好像污秽之物，对偶像说：“去吧。”
Then you will desecrate your idols overlay with silver and your image covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and set them away with you.
你将种子撒在地里，主必降雨在其上，并使地所出的粮肥美丰盛。到那时，你的牲畜必在宽阔的草场吃草。
He will also send you rain for the seed you sow in the ground, and the food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. In that day, your cattle will graze in broad meadows.
今天呢，我要讲的题目是走在正路当中。
The title for my sermon is Walk in the Right Way.
从今天的经文当中，我们可以看见走正路有三个步骤。
From the scripture reading, there are three steps to walk in the right way.
首先，我们来看走正路的起点。就是在忙乱当中归回安息。
First, we should know the origin of the right way. That is, rest in haste.
第十五节，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
So verses 15, this is the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength.
这是一句许多基督徒都耳熟能详，甚至你都会背的经文。
This verse is familiar to many Christians, even some can recite by heart.
因为它不但是一个信徒得力的秘诀，也是一个信徒生命迈向成熟的关键。
It is not only the secret of the strength for believers, but also the key to spiritual maturity.
但我们要先来看看这段经文的背景。
First, let's look at the background of the verse.
很稀奇的，这段经文不是在讲属灵操练，而是在责备以色列人。
Oddly enough, it's not about spiritual discipline, but reprimanding Israelite.
我刚才读的这段的经文当中，还有最后的一句，那句话就是你竟自不肯。
Because in the end, that is, but you would not have none of it.
耶和华命令以色列人要安息，要归向神，但是他们不肯，为什么？
God commanded Israelite return to God and rest, yet they refused. Why?
因为他们在找出路，当国家面对危难的时候，要如何脱离困境呢？
Because they were looking for a way out, when a nation facing crisis, how to get out of it.
他们想了办法，他们寻求外援，那个外援就是埃及。
They resorted to foreign aid in Egypt.
从以色列的历史当中，我们可以知道，不论是北国的以色列，或者是南国的犹大，他们面对的最大的敌人都是从东方来的。
Throughout history, be it Israel or Judah, the greatest threats were all from the east.
一个是亚述帝国，另外一个是巴比伦帝国。
Assyria and Babylon.
面对如此大的强敌，他们的办法呢，就是找另外一个也很强大的国家来做靠山，那个靠山就是埃及。
Facing such powerful foes, they resorted to counteract with another powerful nation in Egypt.
古代的历史如此，你会发觉现今的国际政治也是如此。
Throughout history till modern days, foreign politics all operate in the same way.
这样做有效吗？我们要来看圣经怎么说。
Does it work? Let's consult the Bible.
以赛亚31章的第一节，祸哉那些下埃及求帮助的，是因仗赖马匹，倚靠甚多的车辆，并倚靠强壮的马兵，却不仰望以色列的圣者，也不求问耶和华。
Isaiah chapter 31 verses 1. Woe to those who get down to Egypt for help. They rely on horses, who trust in the multitude of their chariots and in the great strength of their horsemen, but do not look to Holy One of Israel or seek help from the Lord.
历史证明，寻求埃及的帮助是一个不可靠又错误的决定。
Historically, seeking help from Egypt proved to be unreliable and erroneous decisions.
在今天的经文当中，以色列人说，我要骑马奔走，神说，所以你们必然奔走。
In verse 16, Israel said, we will flee on horse. God said, therefore you will flee.
以色列人又说，我们要骑飞快的牲口，神就说，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。
Israelite also said, we will ride on the swift, and God said, those who pursue you will be swift.
历史记载，以色列寻求埃及的帮助，也许一时可以制衡亚述或巴比伦的攻击。
Per history, when Israelites seek help from Egypt, it only provided temporary relief.
但是长远来说，埃及不但帮不了以色列人，反而祸害他们。
In the long run, actually, it was worse off.
到了犹大国的晚期，犹大废了与巴比伦所立的约，投靠埃及。
Toward the end of Judah, it negated the treaty with Babylon, instead in alliance with Egypt.
结果引起了巴比伦王的愤怒，结果招致更悲惨的命运，就是国家灭亡。
Provoked the anger of King of Babylon, ended in demise.
我刚才说的都是真实的历史，但是大家知道这段历史的属灵的意义是什么吗？
What about the spiritual meaning for those historical events?
为什么亚述跟巴比伦会来攻打以色列？
Why would Assyria and Babylon attack Israel?
因为亚述和巴比伦都是神手中的杖。
They were the rod of God.
是什么杖？是管教的杖。
To discipline.
以色列人进入应许之地以后，他们渐渐随从了迦南人的风俗，敬拜各种的偶像。
After Israel entered the promised land, they gradually adopted the culture of worship idols in depravity.
神差遣先知去警告他们，但是他们却不听从。
God sent prophets to warn them of no avail.
所以神就兴起了强权来攻击他们，为的是要他们悔改，来寻求神的面。
Therefore, God rose up enemies to attack them in the hope they would repent and return to God.
哪知他们不但不悔改，反而去寻求埃及的帮助，跟埃及结盟。
Instead, they were remorseless, seeking help from Egypt with alliance.
弟兄姐妹，埃及预表什么？
Brother and sister, what does Egypt stand for?
埃及预表世界或者是世俗。
Worldly or secular?
以色列人在埃及为奴四百年的时间，好不容易神才借着摩西把他们从埃及带出来。
Before Exodus, they were enslaved in Egypt for over 400 years, and Moses let them out.
现在居然要回去跟埃及结盟，这是一个非常讽刺的事情。
And now forming alliances with Egypt, how ironic.
即使这是在当时的一条的出路，你觉得会是一条正确的路吗？
Even if it was one of the way out, do you think it is the right way?
难道不会招来神更大的惩罚吗？
Should they invite more punishment from God?
弟兄姐妹，当你面临难题的时候，你的选择是什么？
Brother and sister, when you face quandary, how would you choose?
你也会像南国犹大一样，从这个世界当中找出路吗？
Like Judah, seeking secular way out?
我们财务出现了困难，我们想尽办法找融资、找贷款，或使用信用卡，从信用卡里面拿钱来度过难关。
When facing financial crunch, trying to seek better cash flow from loan or credit card to tide it over.
当我们身体出现了问题的时候，我们想办法找最好的医生，用最好的药物来医治。
When illness comes, searching for the best physician and medicine to cure.
当我们与人产生纷争了，我们就找帮手来压倒对方。
When dispute happens, seeking alliances overpower opponent.
我认为这些方法不是不可以用，但问题是最根本的问题解决了吗？
These solutions are permissible, but do they solve the root of the issues?
如果我们不解决那个最根本的问题，我们会一天到晚在处理各样的突发状况，疲于奔命。
Without solving the root issue, we are playing whack-a-mole, running race, exhausted.
就像以色列人一样，他们骑着马来奔走，寻找各样的帮助。
As Israelites running horses to seek all kinds of help.
结果我们跑得越快，敌人追得也更快。
Yeah, overtaken by speedy enemies.
其实问题都出在人的身上。
Actually, we are the source of problem.
不是经济不好，而是我们有没有好好的管理我们的财务。
It's not about economy, but financial mismanagement.
不是找到了名医，吃到最好的药，我们就可以不生病。
It's not about best physician and medicine.
关键是我们有没有好好吃健康的食品、食物，定期的运动来保养我们的身体。
But not eating right, not exercise regularly to keep our body in tip-top shape.
不是社会风气不好，让纠纷来产生，而是我们有没有好好的经营我们的人际关系。
Not about social yields in dispute, but have we cultivated better interpersonal relationships?
最重要的是，可能是我们与跟神的关系出了问题。
More importantly, it may be due to our relationship with God.
当我们与神疏远的时候，凭我们自己的意思来过生活的时候，生活中就出现了各样的混乱，这是必然的结果。
Far away from God, live according to our own will, it is a matter of time to have such a chaotic life.
怎么办？神说了，不要忙着找出路，要走正路。
What to do? God said, not just for a way out, but the right way.
首要的步骤就是归回安息，寻求神的面。
First step is return to God and rest.
第十八节，耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你，必然兴起好怜悯你，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you, therefore he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice, blessed are all who wait for him.
有些圣经学者说，这一节经文非常的重要。这些经文是整本以赛亚书的要节，就是 key verse。
Some theologians said this verse is the key to the book of Isaiah。
是属神的人从咒诅转向祝福的一个关键。
Also the key for men of God turn from curse to blessing。
弟兄姐妹，神在等候施恩，那你是不是也在等候这位施恩的神呢？
Brother and sister, God is waiting to mete out mercy. Are you waiting for a merciful God?
十八节的这些的经文非常的好，但是要如何从神得到帮助和指引呢？
It is a wonderful verse, but how to obtain help and guidance from God?
我们要来看第二点，第二点就是在谦卑中得着指引。
The second steps for the right way, guided in humility.
第二十到二十一节，主虽以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏。你眼必看见你的教师，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you will turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
弟兄姐妹，这节经文熟悉吗？
Are you familiar with this verse?
应该是大部分基督徒非常耳熟能详的经文，但是你可能并不真正明白这节经文的意思。
But you may not understand the true meaning.
跟各位讲一个见证。
I will share with you.
记得许多年前，我刚信主没有多久，有一位单身的姐妹呢，她跟我们分享，她正在寻求她前面人生的道路。
Years ago, shortly after I received Jesus, a single sister was searching a guidance about future.
经过了一段的祷告，有一天呢，这位姐妹就跟大家分享，神回应了她祷告，给她的就是这一段的经文。
After a period of praying, he shared with us that God had responded to her prayer in these verses.
当时我听了一头雾水，我想这是什么答案？
At that time, I have no idea about such answer.
这两节经文没有说到底是向左还是向右。
These two verses said nothing about turning right or left.
更没有说什么是正路。那个姐妹到底她明白了什么？
Let alone the right way, what did she actually understand?
多年以后我才知道先知以赛亚到底在说什么。
Years later, I finally realized what the prophet said in the book of Isaiah.
原来这段经文的重点不是什么是正路。
Actually, the emphasis is not about the right way, but teachers.
而是神，而是教师在哪里？不是没有正路，是因为人看不见教师。
Right way is always there, but we have not listened, and the teachers not listened for the teacher for the right way.
为什么教师会隐藏呢？
Why teachers are hidden?
因为人的骄傲和悖逆，不听神的话，所以教师不见了。
Because of pride, obstinance, insolence, therefore teachers were hidden and invisible.
跟各位看另外一段的经文，在撒母耳记上的三章一节，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
1 Samuel chapter 3 verses 1, In those days the word of the Lord was rare, there were not many visions.
这段经文当中有一句话叫做那些日子，是指的是什么日子呢？
What about those days?
是指的世世时代的末期，以利当祭司的时代。
Toward the end of the era of judges when Eli was the priest.
那个时候，上从以利的两个当祭司的儿子下到平民百姓，所有的人都不遵从神的诫命。
During that time, from two sons of priest Eli to common people, they all disobeyed God's command.
他们都任意妄为，甚至连祭司以利他都没有神的话。
Did what they please in their hearts, even Eli did not receive word from God.
所以对以色列民来说，教师不见了。
So to Israelite, teachers were hidden.
最后他们败在他们的仇敌非利士人手下，甚至约柜都被掳去。
Ended up defeated by Philistines, even the ark was taken.
这是神百姓最悲哀的光景，名义上是神的子民，却没有神的引导，所以都如羊走迷了路一般。
This is the lowest of low as children of God in name only, without guidance from God as lost sheep.
但是我刚刚说了，神是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
As the God is merciful, full of grace.
他不会任凭他的百姓长期停留在那种迷失的光景当中。那你觉得神会怎么做呢？
He will not let his people get lost for long. What do you think he will do?
所以经文说，主会以艰难当饼，以困苦当水，给他的百姓来吃来喝。
In the verses, though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and water of affliction.
艰难跟困苦肯定不好吃，但是没有选择。
It is not tasty in bread of adversity or water of affliction, but we have no choice. That's God's demand.
当神要人吃的时候，人就非吃不可。但是神的目的却是好的，因为唯有在这个时候，人才会学习到功课。
We need to obey because God means it well for us to learn from adversity and affliction.
中国有句俗语说，不经一事不长一智。
There's a Chinese adage, no wisdom gained without experience.
我们都同意，苦难可以加速人的成长，让人有所学习。
We will grow faster in adversities and so much more to learn.
但是对于世上的人而言，经历的事情越多，学习到的不外乎这些的东西。
Secular speaking, experience can teach.
好比我们会学习到经验、聪明、圆滑、手段，还有各种的方法。
It's about experience, guile, cunning, flattery, sleek, conniving.
但这些却不是神要他的百姓在苦难当中学习到的功课。
They are not a lesson from God in adversity.
神要我们学习到的是另外一样，看起来相反的东西，那就是谦卑。
Quite the contrary, humility is God's lesson.
而且为了要达到这个目标，神会让情况失控，不是神失控，是我们失控，我们失去控制。
If the end justifies the means, God will let it go out of control. Not God, but we will lose control.
听起来很悲哀，当情况一帆风顺的时候，人会觉得自己无所不能。
Sadly, when smooth sailing, we feel invincible.
但是只有当人觉得自己不能的时候，人才会有一个能听的耳，一个受教的心。
Only when we are unable, then we start to incline our ears and receive teaching.
如果要比较这个世界让人学习的功课，以及神要我们学习的功课，这两者之间有一个极大的差别。
There are two major differences between worldly lessons and spiritual lessons.
这个世界要让人学习的功课，就是在训练人的能力跟自信，让人觉得能够掌控一切。
Worldly teaching are about capability, self-confidence, in control.
但是神要给人的属灵的功课，却是让人更看清楚自己的软弱跟不足，会以更谦卑的心来信靠神。
Spiritual lessons are our own insufficiency and weakness, humility and trust in God.
弟兄姐妹，在你的人生当中有教师吗？
Do you have teachers in your life?
肯定有，我相信在你小的时候你一定有教师。
You must have teachers growing up.
但是当你慢慢成长以后，你可能就不再把任何人当作你的教师，因为你认为你不需要。
Once you grow up, you thought you had made it and no need for teachers anymore.
因为你可以自己掌控你的人生，但这一点也意味着一件的事情，就是你已经开始停止学习，因为你没有老师了。
You are the captain of your ship. This also means you are no longer learning.
有教师的人才是学生，没有教师的人就不是学生。
You are a pupil only when you have teachers. Without teachers, nobody is a student.
也许在属物质的这个世界，你可以没有教师，你非常的厉害，但是在属灵的领域，你不能不做学生。
Perhaps in the materialistic world, you can have no teacher, but in spiritual realm, you have to be a student.
除非我们愿意谦卑下来，像撒母耳那样有一个态度对神说：“耶和华啊，请说，仆人静听。”
Unless we humble ourselves, as Samuel said, "Lord, your servant is listening."
那么，即使在士师那种耶和华言语稀少的时代，你仍然能够成为那个少数能够听见神引导的人。
Even during the period of the judges, the word of the Lord was rare. You can still be the few guided by God.
就算不能够翻转整个世代，起码可以翻转你的情况。
Even you cannot turn the world around, at least you can turn your life around.
历世历代以来，包括现今的世代，不是神不能说话，是有能听的耳朵人，耳朵能听的。
You are listening.
所以神就不愿意说话，人就落在迷茫的当中。
So the word of God is rare, and we are lost.
弟兄姐妹，在智慧的神的面前，人的一切的聪明其实都是没有用的。
Compared to God's wisdom, our smarts are useless.
唯有得着神指引的人，能够胜过一切。
We only can overcome by following God's guidance.
神的道路不见得容易，但是却是一条走得通的正路。
God's will may not be easy, but it is the right way.
全凭神的启示，但他只显明给那些谦卑愿意寻求他的人。
It is all about God's vision. He only reveals to people humbly seeking him.
当神开始指引我们走正路的时候， 我们不要忙着赶快跑，还有一件事情是我们必须要做的。
When God starts guiding us in the right way, don't make haste. We need to do one more thing.
让我们来看第三点，就是在圣洁当中经历丰盛。
That's the third point, prosper in holiness.
第二十二节，你雕刻偶像所包的银子和铸造偶像所镀的金子，你要玷污，要抛弃，好像污秽之物，对偶像说，去吧。
Then you will desecrate your idols overlay with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like menstrual cloth and set to them away with you.
走在正路上的时候，还有 一件事必须要去做，就是除偶像，追求圣洁。
The must do in the right way is to get rid of idols and go after holiness.
也许你会说，我从来不拜偶像，我家里面也没有偶像。
You may say I never worship idols and no idols in my household.
但是这个偶像不一定是实体的，可能是一个抽象的东西。
Yeah, idols may not be physical and can be abstract.
我用一个比较容易明白的说法，偶像就是谄媚跟阻碍。
An easier analogy for idol is anything that prevents us from obeying God's will.
是的，凡是拦阻你去遵行神旨意的东西，不管是有形的或者是无形的，都是偶像。
Such as hindrance, entanglement, be visible or invisible, they are idols.
我想从这个定义去理解，在我们每一个人的人生生命当中都有偶像。
If we understand the definition, then every one of us has idols in life.
因为这个世界是与神为敌的，这个世界随时都要牵引我们走世界的道路，不走神的道路。
Since this world is the antithesis of God, enticing us in secular way.Instead of spiritual way.
就拿我们今天的经文来说，那些的偶像是从哪里来的？是外邦人造的吗？
In the verse, where did the idols come from? All from Gentile?
不是，以赛亚说，你雕刻和铸造的偶像。
Not so, Isaiah said, your idol, your images.
那些偶像居然是以色列民铸造出来的，这是一个多么悲哀的事情。
Idols were made by Israelite, how sad.
以赛亚说，过去的事情就让它过去，但是现今你要走神的正路，就必须把偶像除掉。
Isaiah also said, "Away with you, let bygones be bygones. For now on, walk in the right way of God, and we must do away with idols."
不止如此，先知还说，在偶像上面镀的金子、包的银子都要抛弃。
In addition, prophet also said, "Idols overlays with silver covered with gold should be discarded."
金子和银子是什么？就是你所做的投资，还有你自己的资产。如果就是再珍贵，也要把它丢掉，要舍得。
What are silver and gold, your investment assets, no matter how precious, you should be willing to let go.
跟各位分享一个我自己个人的见证。
I have to share my own testimony.
我记得在神感动我去读神学院的时候，神并没有要我把工作辞掉。
I remember when I answered God's calling for seminary, He did not ask me to give up my day job.
所以我一面工作，一面读书，一面还在教会服事。
So I worked, studied, and served in the church.
虽然很忙碌，但是很喜乐，而且很有安全感，因为还有薪水可以拿，而且还有健康保险，一切都不用担忧。
I was busy but rejoiced also with a sense of security from salary and health insurance.
但是到了神学院毕业的前一年，就是最后一年呢。神很清楚地告诉我要把工作辞掉，预备进入侍奉。那个时候，真正的挑战来了。
But one year before graduating, God clearly told me to resign and prepare to serve in the mission field. Then the real challenges came.
如果我要进入神呼召侍奉的道路当中，我就必须顺服神的命令。
If I had answered God's calling to serve, I should obey His command.
如果我不愿意顺服，工作就成为我的偶像，因为在我的心中。他比神的呼召更重要。
If I didn't, my occupation would be my idol and more important than God.
即使工作的薪水再高，他的健康保险对我们全家来说再重要，我都必须把它舍掉。
Despite good salary and health insurance for my family, I should let go.
因为我不能够让它成为我走正路的拦阻。
Not letting it become hindrance for my walking in the right way.
但是我告诉各位，为神舍弃一切的谄媚。成为圣洁，神的赏赐是大的无比的。
If we give up all entanglements for God to be holy, His blessing will be beyond measure.
们看第二十三节，神说：“你将种子撒在地里，主必降雨在其上，并使地所出的粮肥美丰盛。到那时，你的牲畜必在宽阔的草场吃草。”
He will also send you rain for the seed you sowed in the ground, and the food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. In that day, your cattle will graze in the broad meadows.
当你行走在神的正路当中的时候，会发生什么事情呢？
What happens when you walk in the right way of God?
那个时候你只需要做一件事情，就是撒种。
All you need to do is to sow the seed.
各位，在耶稣撒种的比喻里，种子比喻什么？
In parable, Jesus talked about sowing.
种子比喻天国的福音。
Sowing the seed is the analogy of gospel kingdom of heaven.
那撒种的人呢？
Who is the sower?
撒种的人就是传扬天国福音的人，就是服侍神的人。
The sower is the one who spread the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the one who serves God.
这节经文说，只要你撒种，主就必降雨在其上。
In the verse, God said, if you sow, God will send rain.
并且神会使所出的粮食肥美丰盛，你的牲畜也必在宽阔的草场上吃草。
May the food come from the land rich and plentiful, your cattle will graze in broad meadows.
粮食跟牲畜从哪里来的？
Where do food and cattle come from?
我不知道，我从来没有去找粮食，也从来没有去抓过牲畜，不知道什么时候他们就出现了。
I have no idea. I never took food or catch cattle. They always turn up in time.
世上的人处心积虑，劳苦工作，为的就是粮食跟牲畜。
People toil deliberately in the world for food and cattle.
但是行走在神的正路上的人，只要为天国服事，就得着一切，这不是好的无比吗？
Yet walk in the right way of God will receive everything by serving. How wonderful!
照耶稣的话来说，就是今世得百倍，来世得永生。
As Jesus said, you can receive 100-fold in this life and eternity in next life.
弟兄姐妹，你不需要成为全时间的传道人才能够得着丰盛。
Brother and sister, no need to serve full time to be blessed abundantly.
但是你必须成为圣洁，才能够体验神的丰盛是什么。
But you must be holy to experience the abundance provision from God.
圣洁是什么呢？
What is holy?
圣洁就是分别为圣。
It is separated for God.
分别为圣就是心中尊神为大。
Put him first.
行为上要遵从主的命令。
Follow his command.
And 你的人生要为主而活。
Live for him.
我们进到今天的结论。今天我的信息是走在正路当中。
My sermon title is to walk in the right way.
弟兄姐妹，这不是你今天听到的一篇信息而已，而是你必须向神做的一个回应。
Not just listen, it also requires respond to God.
如果你的一生好像都在找出路，你会过得很辛苦、很劳累，又充满了忧虑。
If you are searching the way out all your life, you have experienced toil, labor, full of worries.
与其不断地在困境当中找出路，还不如现在就跟随神的引导走正路。
Instead of continually looking for way out of dilemma, you should now follow God's guidance to walk in the right way.
其实走正路并不困难，但是你必须要有决心。
It is not difficult, but it does require determination.
第一，就是在忙乱当中要归回安息。
First, rest in haste.
不要忙着找出路，回到神的面前，寻求等候他。
Don't rush to look for way out, but return to God and wait on Him.
第二个就是一个谦卑的心。
Second, humility.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
谦卑的人会蒙神的引导走正路。
God guides the humble to the right way.
最后，走正路的人必须圣洁。
Lastly, we must be holy to walk in the right way.
因为我们的神是圣洁的，所以圣洁的人就会有神的同在。
He is holy. He is with holy people.
有神同在的人也必得着丰盛。
And he provides abundantly.
弟兄姐妹，今天的信息你听到了吗？
Are you listened?
你愿意来向神做回应吗？
Are you responding to the message?
可以让我们一同来祷告吗？
Let's pray together.
荣耀的救主，我们一同来到你的面前，来向你做回应。
Glorious God, we come before you to respond to you.
各位弟兄姐妹，如果你愿意向神做回应，请把你的右手放在你的心上，表示你真心诚意向神做回应。
If you'd like to respond, put your right hand on your heart.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们生命气息。
We thank you to give us the breath of life.
也让我们在今生当中认识你荣耀的救恩。
And let us know you and know your salvation.
但我们不只是得着救恩而已，我们要在你的引导当中走一条主天的道路。
Not just receiving salvation, but we need to be in the right way.
主啊，我们愿意在你的引导当中走正路。
We like to receive a guidance in the right way.
主啊，求你自己帮助我们，在我们忙乱混乱的当中的时候，让我们回到你的面前来寻求安息。
Please guide us back despite the chaos in life to return to you.
也给我们一颗谦卑的心来寻求你在我们人生当中的指引。
Humble our heart to receive a guidance.
更给我们一颗心，我们愿意为主分别为圣，与这个世界有分别。
And give us a heart of holiness to separate from the world.
把我们自己、我们个人、还有我们的家、我们的工作都来献给主，来求神来使用。
So put yourself, your family, your work to be used by God.
愿你自己丰盛的恩典临到我和我的家，还有我的工作的当中。
May your abundance provisioned on myself, my family, and my work.
主啊，更求你给我赐给我侍奉的恩典，让我能够来服侍你的家。
Also, give me the talents to serve for you and for my family.
愿你自己的心意得满足。
May your will be done.
也愿你得着一切的荣耀和赞美。
May all the glory be to you.
听我们众人的祷告，我们要祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Listening to our prayer, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.